Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Are Black cancer patients being skipped over for clinical trials? That's the question raised by a new survey of cancer patients that found just 40% of Black respondents said they were even offered a chance to join a trial, even while 80% said they would consider joining a trial if they'd known about one. Angus Chan has been covering this for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Hi there, Angus.
Hey, Celeste. How you doing?
I'm doing well. First off, can you tell me why so many cancer patients want to be part of clinical trials? What's the upside?
Yeah. So I think one of the great things about clinical trials that sometimes people don't always realize is you actually get better care on a clinical trial than you would on just sort of normal standard of care treatments. There are doctors who are watching you super closely and can quickly treat you and know how to treat you for any of those adverse events. The other thing that's really nice about a clinical trial is that you might get the opportunity to try a new investigational drug that could be an advancement over the current standard of care practices. Actually, whenever you're on a clinical trial for cancer, you always get the standard of care plus whatever this new investigational drug or this new intervention is. So you're already getting the best care you could possibly get on sort of a normal standard of care treatment for cancer, and then you're getting this other thing on top of it. So, I mean, for me personally, if I ever got cancer, I would want to be on a clinical trial, and I don't want any of my family members to also be offered the chance to be on a clinical trial if they wanted to.
So what did the survey find? Were Black cancer patients denied when they applied for clinical trials, or were they just never offered the chance?
They were just never really offered the chance. And I think there's a lot of reasons for this. One could be that a lot of Black patients in the United States don't get the opportunity to get care at an academic medical center. You know, you first of all need to live in an urban center where one of these university hospitals are. And then, you know, you also have to have a certain insurance status to be able to access that type of care. There's already just a lot of systemic barriers. Then there's other things. It seems like, at least based on the people I talked to for the story, that there are a lot of implicit biases in care. So clinicians or investigators who are working on a clinical trial, when they have a Black patient, they might think, oh, you know, this patient may not have the ability to come to our clinic, you know, 3 times a week to be part of this clinical trial. Or maybe this patient doesn't have the, you know, disposable income that they can take time off of work to be part of this clinical trial. So I don't know, you know, if I should offer them to have this discussion about a clinical trial with them, because they probably won't be able to participate anyway. And so that's the kind of like sort of racial bias that might play a role in why some Black patients never even get to have a discussion with their provider about a clinical trial.
And you wrote about one woman's story that really illustrates this quite well. Tell us about Stephanie Walker.
Yeah, Stephanie Walker is a metastatic breast cancer patient or a metastatic breast cancer survivor. She's from North Carolina, and when she went in to discuss sort of treatment options with her doctor, her oncologist, they just never talked to her about clinical trials at all. They just gave her sort of a first-line treatment. It actually really worked out for Stephanie Walker because that first-line treatment, the drug fulvestrant, has done really, really well for her, which is quite unusual for metastatic breast cancer. But it's frustrating for her to look back on that because, you know, she would have liked to have been at least offered the chance to be on a clinical trial or had a discussion about what her clinical trial options might have been. And the sad part is that this is true for a lot of Black patients. I mean, in a survey that Walker did with the Metastatic Breast Cancer Alliance, she found that 40% of Black patients were offered the chance to be on a clinical trial. That means the majority of Black patients with metastatic breast cancer never got to have this discussion.
So what is the protocol? How do doctors get to decide who they give this opportunity to and who they don't? Is it entirely up to their discretion?
I think it's up to the doctor's discretion to have a discussion with their patient about clinical trials. Not every patient can be on any clinical trial. There are certain criteria that patients need to fulfill for different reasons. But when we're talking about the context of metastatic breast cancer, there are no cures for metastatic breast cancer in standard of care practice right now. In that type of setting, I think everyone should get the opportunity to at least be considered for a clinical trial, or at least have the opportunity to have a discussion with a provider or with a researcher about it. I mean, I would say if you're a patient, there's always trials going on. You should always ask your doctor whether or not there are any clinical trials that could be an option for you.
Angus Chen covers cancer for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Thanks so much, Angus.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.